What race is?
Let's start this over and talk about the demons and the boards.
Yeah. So we're running now?
Yeah.
Going now.
We just didn't have it on tape. We had it on transfer from one tape to the other. See, there's so many buttons on these things.
Oh, I know. I
you have to be an expert. But the Beemans and the Borans are going to be out here a week from tomorrow, April 25th. And they're going to Turkey, Texas, because I guess the Beemans have a lot of folks out of Oklahoma. And they're going to have a family reunion.
Had Indian blood, and I thought they were from Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's what I think Dave said in his letter. But, you know, we know, Kathy and I don't know the Beemans, but we know Dave Bourne and Patty. We visited their homes at two different places out in California.
Well, if you remember at Magic Mountain, Billy was there.
Well, he was.
Yeah, he was there, and his second wife was with him,
now,
I believe.
Did they perform?
No, they just ate dinner with us, you remember?
Billy Beeman and his wife ate dinner with us?
Yeah.
Honey, you remember that? I'll be there. We ate there, I know, and we had a lot of people around.
Yeah.
And they was up and doing something else and coming back.
Yeah, they weren't performing, and we were just all eating dinner at about the same time.
Honey, you remember that?
At the Magic Castle?
He said the Beemans were there.
Yeah, when we ate dinner, do you remember?
Well, you weren't with us, though.
Huh?
When we went out there, you weren't with us. I don't think
I wasn't with you?
I don't think so. At this time, we had some
kids. Well, now, who was it that went with me? A bunch of us from here went there and was invited to the Magic Castle.
Well.
And we had the kids with us.
Do you remember that, honey?
I don't believe when we went to the Magic, I believe we went, but I don't believe my dad was with us when we went.
Well, who in the world could it have been?
Well, you've been there more than once, haven't you?
No, one time's all I ever went.
And you was with us?
I thought it was.
Well, anyway,
Well, do you remember when Barn says this gal is a ghost? And he says she gets awful thirsty, she's been playing this piano so long. He says, hey, can you bring her a glass of beer? And they brought a big old glass over there. And says, she gets awful thirsty. Pretty soon that beer just...
Yeah, they did that.
Yeah, I remember that.
They did that.
We had to be together.
And they had a magic act, too.
Yeah, a magic act.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Were they with us?
And the Beemans were there over at another table eating.
Oh, Billy and his first wife or second wife?
His second wife. Because his wife passed on. Not too long after they left the farm.
Well, now they left the farm before you did, Knott's Berry Farm.
Oh, yeah. Long, quite a while.
Yeah, well, now you say Billy Beeman's first wife was a singer with the Wagon Masters that the Beemans had started.
And I'll have to get you those records and let you play them.
I think one time we heard them out at the place.
I've heard the records.
On those records, was Dave on the Dave Bourne on the record?
I don't think he was on those records. He had already on. He didn't stay too long, as
what
I remember.
What did Patty sing with him? Kathy said something about her. She was a singer, too.
If I'm right, and I'll ask them when they come, but either from my mom or from them, it seemed like, the way I understood it, that they met there at Knott's Berry Farm and they were working together and they kind of met there at Knott's Berry Farm.
Well, they could have. But he was still married to his first wife.
Well, I mean, Dave.
When they left.
I'm talking to Dave and Patty.
Oh, the Borans.
Yeah, I'm talking about the Borans.
Well, now, Kathy says that Dave had Marie make some shirts or something for him.
Yeah, she made several the old fashioned shirts for him.
That's I kind of understood how you got really acquainted with
him. And she had made some. At first, she made them when he was playing with the Wagon Masters. Made some for that the Wagon Masters, and then after he went to the Magic Castle, then he ordered some from her, and she made him some one time. And after that, he wanted some more, but Marie just wasn't able to do it. She had to turn it down. She just completely quit going altogether.
You kept up a friendship with Dave Bourne after he had left there, the Knott's Berry Farm.
Well, not too much. he more or less kept up the friendship with Marie because she was the one that made the shirts and so forth.
Yeah, yeah.
But of course, I knew him and was around him a lot.
Yeah. Well, now I think I had the impression that they named that little girl more or less after Rachel Marie. I think it's her name.
Well, now they could have. There's so many things happened out there that I don't remember.
Yeah.
And of course, I was in Indian costume, so the wagon masters and the Indian didn't coincide too much. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You had them over there, you'd scalp them. But
well, yeah, I'd scalp them, or I'd have got scalped, one or the other.
But originally, you went out there in 52, 53, somewhere out about that one, didn't
yeah.
it? Early 50s. And you worked for a year out there for old man Knox, for not for doing carpenter work.
Yeah, I did carpenter work and antique carpenter work all over Ghost Town. That's what my job was.
And then you got in the Indian village.
And then the foreman in the shop fired me and hired back one of his relatives.
As a carpenter?
Yeah, as a carpenter.
Yeah.
So then they put on my papers there that I wasn't to be rehired. And so I went to the Indian village then for 3 summers and I think about 2 winters. And Bud Boydston.
Oh, Boyd.
Bud Boydston, he was more or less over a lot of that Ghost Town stuff and showman, and he was one of the Western guys and shooting and putting on them shows, see? And he did a lot of advertising.
Well, was he the wagon master's boss, too?
No, he wasn't in the wagon master.
I mean, was he the boss of that part, too?
Well, I'm not sure, but he was one of the bosses in there, and he was in some of the movies, and they come and make these movies, and Bud was a quick draw artist, mm-hmm. and they did that gun slinging stuff and all that, and talk, and I went with them on some of these shows, out advertising all over the country, mm-hmm. but there was. That is such a complicated place, and you had so many things there going all the time that...
Now I know that, like, the Indian village, now I think it's totally different now, but at that time, the Indian village was like a concession, and the days...
Yeah, it was a concession.
Well, it was really ran totally separate.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Day ran that.
Now, was some of the other things run like concessions at one time? Some of the other
yeah, there were several concessions there. But then I worked for Day at the Indian village for this about two or three years, mm-hmm. 3 summers. Mm-hmm. Then Knott's Berry Farm and Bud wanted me to come and work for them. Well, I was living on tips in the summer, boy, it was real good.
Because that's all, you didn't get any salary.
Get any salary.
It was tips.
And tips and whatever I could. I gave lectures around, a lot of lectures.
$25, right?
Yeah, $15 and $25.
That was for an evening lecture.
They're at the farm?
Yeah, and I raised the family on about $3,500 a year.
But you went a lot of different places giving those lectures.
Yeah, all over the country. Mm-hmm. And I did that a lot whenever I could get them. Mm-hmm. But then when Bud wanted me to go over there, I thought about it quite a while. And decided that I'd at least be getting something, because in the winter it was some slim days, I'll tell you, with tips. So I drew a small salary there and went to the over and worked for Knott's Berry Farm.
Doing what?
But I was just on the streets taking pictures, entertaining the public.
Oh, you were still in Indian gear.
Still in Indian costume.
Yeah. Now, Ridge, you were just saying that you went to work for Bud and Mr. Knott.
Yeah.
On the streets, and you're still in your
Indian costume.
Work. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Doing the same thing you were at the...
Same thing.
At the village. What did Mr. Day think about that?
Well, I really don't know. Bud and I got along fine. And it was a lot of fun.
What, he didn't work with Bud. He just oversaw him.
No, he just oversaw it. Well, every once in a while, I'd go with Bud on one of these shooting deals.
Mm-hmm. And he'd, as an Indian?
Yeah.
Well, they shoot you or you shoot them?
No, he'd just demonstrate quick draw stuff.
Yeah.
And he used to have one that... Well, I forgot exactly how it was done, but anyway... He'd have the guy drop a handkerchief, and before it hit the ground, the Bud would draw that gun and fire and shoot that handkerchief.
Now, he was using blanks, wasn't he?
Huh?
He was using blanks?
Oh, they was using blanks all the time.
I know, but how did they make the handkerchief move?
Well, I forgot exactly how.
I know you can with our blanks, because they're big, powerful things, and I could shoot toward Kathy, and she could feel it.
Yeah, I know it. I forgot how. Anyway, he is so fast, drop a before a handkerchief could fall to the ground while he had done drawn and fired a shot.
Whatever happened to him?
His folks wanted him to come back east, and they bought a big dairy back in the East Coast up in, not Maine, but one of those states up there, New England states.
Ruined a good man.
Yeah, sure did. But anyway...
Hey, well, he could shoot the bull.
Well, he shot the bull, I'll tell you.
Was he from the East to start with?
No, I don't know where in the dickens they originated from.
Yeah. But he may be
They were country people, all right.
He may still be alive.
And they had this dairy... But he finally bought his own dairy and moved. But he went down into Georgia somewhere on one of them hootenannies. You know what a hootenanny is? That's one of them old-fashioned singing deals. Now, he went down there, so he kept up his banjos and...
Well, he played banjo, huh?
Banjo and git fiddle.
Now, he never did play with the Wagon Masters, did he?
I don't remember. He may have sat in a time or two, but I don't remember him singing with them.
Ridley, how many Wagon Masters were there? Besides Bobby and Billy Beeman and maybe Dave Bourne.
That's three.
And Billy's wife sang.
Yeah, that's four. A lot of them, those songs, that's about all there was. And then there was another guy, I forgot his name, he sang some with them on one or two records. And then there was two or three others that worked part-time or some of the time. Mm-hmm. So it was not just a solid group that went for years and years.
Now, was it that guy you was telling me about the other day that went out and had a job at some nightclub playing or some bar, and this colored guy came in?
And I think I forgot his name, too. Now, he sang with him some.
Well, now, tell us about what happened there.
That story about the
yeah.
old boy?
Yeah.
Well, he had a store for a while and sold violins, and then he got to playing the violin, but he was really a banjo player. And after he sold his store, he made a lot of money at first, and finally it didn't pan out. And then he had his own band, and they were playing at restaurants and shows and all of this, and this colored gentleman came in and wanted to sit in with him, and he told him, says, well, we have guest artists on Friday, you'll have to come back Friday because we couldn't have you tonight. So the colored boy says, you're just racial prejudice, that's all it is to it. And he snorted and rared around there for a while, and finally he told the colored man, said, well, you're right, I'm really racial prejudiced. I'm American Indian, and I hate the Germans, and I'm prejudiced against the English. And if I had my way, you would swim back to Africa with an Italian under each arm.
I've heard you tell that many times. But
so that stopped the talk of the colored man, and he left.
Oh, man. Well, now, the wagon masters played in the wagon circle.
Yeah, a lot of times they had regular times to play.
Well, now, is that over there from the Indian village? You had to cross the railroad track. And is that over there west of the Indian village in that area?
It's just off of the main street. Right as you come in from the front, it was right by the lake. There's a little lake there. And the railroad.
Well, you were on the lake, the Indian village.
I think this was another lake, wasn't it?
No. That's part of the other. It's just between the lake and Main Street, where the hotel is, and the big wagon circle and trees and benches where they.
Was it up there by the kitchen?
Huh?
Was it up there by the kitchen?
No.
What was it, west of where you were? It's not at the Indian village.
It was southeast of the Indian village.
Oh, southeast. It wasn't over there where the bottle building was it?
The bottle building almost was just west of it, about 30 feet or something.
Did they have a wall around it?
No.
It was gone on
right on it is the main street there.
Yeah, I know where the main street is.
And it is the bottle house is on the main street, and that was the same way, just touched the main street and went further back north. Make the big circle where the wagons were.
But it was kind of, there was bushes or buildings. You didn't really see it. It was sort of.
There were so many trees and bushes and stuff.
Even though it was real close, unless you went that way, you didn't see it.
You wouldn't see it.
Well, that was
that. You missed it almost.
That was still there when you left.
Yeah, it's all there.
But the wagon masters had left before you had left.
Yeah.
Several years. Now, see, you left out there, if you. Came out here in about 72, I think it was, 73.
Well, it came right when Kibbe was a baby. What was Kibbe born, 72?
Okay, see, your dad died in 72.
72, then they came
back.
Well,
that's about when I came back.
That's when you came back. You came in the back. Well, now,
and you just quit Knott's Berry Farm then or before?
No, I retired when I hit 62, which was in January.
Of what year?
72.
I guess it was 72.
Yeah, it was 72. That's right. You'd have been 62 right there.
Mm-hmm. And I had to work, see Marie quit, she's already 72, see?
62.
62.
Well, she quit 2 years older. But she's 2 years older, wasn't she, or 3?
Yeah, she's nearly 2 years older than me. Mm-hmm. So, she was, for a while, I didn't know where we was going to have to quit before I got 62 or not. She got where she couldn't get around worth a hoot and felt pretty bad. So she said, well, I'm going to stick it out till your birthday. So
January the 15th, wasn't it?
Yeah, January the 15th. And she still substituted some and come in. If they really needed someone, they'd call her in.
But you were still working for Bud.
But I was still working for, not very far. Yeah. Well, Bud is already gone, too.
Yeah. Well, now, was Mr. Knott still there?
Mr. Knott died, I believe, right after we left. Very soon after we left.
It broke his heart, didn't it?
Well, it did. A lot of it did really break his heart. Some of the changes he was...
Well, he wasn't running things in. His grandsons were, right?
Well, he was real sick, and he made a special trip from where he lived there, right over the berry farm, part of it, where they sell berries, and walked out there past the lake to the Mexican village to tell Marie goodbye. He made a special trip to do that and tell her he appreciated her and all of that. And he was sick then and just walked real slow. So he passed on, and Ms. Knott had already passed on. She passed on first, and everybody thought he was going to go first. Mm-hmm. But she seemed to have had a heart attack or something.
They were real nice people.
How come the grandkids got it? What about his own kids?
Well, they had already been helping for years.
His kids were older than us, a lot of them. Marion and gosh, you can't say all their names.
Marion, she had the gift shop there, Marion's gift shop.
And
what, do you have three kids?
Had two daughters and a son.
Virginia.
Virginia, the Marriott other girl.
Marriott in Virginia.
And I forgot the name of the son. And Marion had adopted kids, and they were taken over. And then the son's kids were growing up, too. And they were helping, taking over a lot of stuff.
When did they start putting the rides and everything in and getting rid of the old western part of the ghost town?
Well, I guess the first real thriller ride was that mine cave. What was it called? The mine? Or
yeah,
that was
the
gold
first, mine.
The gold
well, that
mine.
Was part of the... That was still part of the ghost town.
Well,
yeah.
Now you're thinking of where you pan for gold.
No.
That was still there.
Well, that was
there's a hole in the ground, and you could go down there and pan for gold for so much money. Mm-hmm. And then they put in a mine ride. That went through all of this mountain
stuff. Well, we went
stuff.
On that.
Yeah.
And they had built that.
Maybe that was the first.
I think that was not too long before we married.
Yeah. And then they put in the log ride, that shoot-to-shoot
yes.
down
See,
the
now
water.
That was after we left. The log ride went in
then
after.
Then they built that John Wayne Theater.
Now, it's still there.
But now, it was, they had started that about, it was after the mine ride, but it had been started or something,
yeah.
just slightly.
Now, the old Tombstone, Arizona Theater was built when I was carpentering. So, that's way back there.
Now, which one was that?
That's that little building that had a tent for a top, but a big front like that old Arizona Grand Opry deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked on that, and I had to antique them doors, and I got salt and vinegar and put on them hinges, and boy, they got 100 years old in about a day and a half.
No, I still don't remember that one.
Well, and they had shows there three or four times, five times every night.
Well, now, what kind of a show?
Well, now, was that where they had the melodrama?
Grand Ole Opry. Grand Ole, huh?
That was
Melodrama. Yeah, they had the Melodrama.
Okay,
there.
I thought that was a Birdcage Theater.
Well, that's the name of it.
Birdcage Theater.
Yeah, Birdcage
okay.
Theater.
Okay, we were there.
Oh, yeah, and they had the melodramas. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I remember that.
That's
it.
I
they
forgot
had the
name.
Didn't they call them Orioles that they had before they come out and sing?
Yeah,
Orioles.
Yeah, the Orioles was the crazy guys that come out and give a bunch of horseplay.
Yes. Or they sing a song, or they play the banjo, or
something.
Yeah. Oh, I remember those melodramas. That made a
seemed like when we were in there at the Birdcage, it was so crowded we had to stand up.
I
well,
went several
a lot of times. They did.
Yeah.
I don't. Pretty simple theater, wasn't it?
They
it was an octagon shape, wasn't it?
I forgot what the shape.
Kind of just like an old barn, wasn't
it?
It
was more like a barn, and it had a tent for a roof for two or three years, and they finally put a ceiling on it.
Oh, well, see, I didn't remember
canvas,
that.
I remember I went one night, and the wind came up, and that thing was flapping till you couldn't hardly hear or see nothing. We didn't know where it was going, the whole thing blow away or not. All that flapping, but they finally put a conventional roof on it,
mm-hmm.
which kept the water out,
mm-hmm.
and that canvas got so old and holy that you didn't always stay dry in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, then Dave Boren kept up a relationship, friendship with Marie, because after she quit, he still went to her to get some shirts made.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She still made him a few shirts on her time at home.
Yeah.
But she's getting where she couldn't do much.
Well, now, was that when he was playing at the Magic Castle?
Yeah. He was doing that stuff over there.
Well, he played at this place called Casey's, too, for
he
a
had worked
time.
Two or three of those places.
Casey's.
After he left the farm.
Yeah.
Now, he wasn't out there too long, was he, at the farm?
He wasn't at the farm a long time.
Yeah.
If I remember right, he must not have played or worked there more than a year. And a lot of times, them guys only were there on weekends. You know how you do shows, even here.
Yeah.
You have Friday and Saturday or Sunday shows or something.
Yeah.
Well, now that operated, as I remember it, that is the way some of it
was
done.
Patty working at the farm? Is that where Dave met her?
That I do not know, really.
Do you remember, honey?
I seem to remember that from somebody, and I'm not sure who.
Well, what was she doing at the farm? Working?
I understood that she was with the wagon masters, and she sang, and he was working with the wagon masters and sang, and they kind of got acquainted through that at the Knott's Berry farm.
Yeah.
Now, I could be totally wrong, but it seems like either they told me that or my mom told me that.
But now, you're talking about Billy Beeman. He not only played the fiddle, he played other instruments too, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Guitar, anything?
Yeah. In fact, there was a lot of banjo playing in that herd.
Yeah.
And
what did Bobby play the fiddle too? Both of them played the fiddle together?
If I remember right, them two. One of the recordings they made was
twin fiddle,
the Hoedowns.
Oh yeah,
with fiddle. Both of them playing the fiddle like mad.
Yeah. It's real popular now.
And they asked me what I thought of it, and I said, "Man, if you record that, I'll buy one." So they said, "Well, we didn't think it'd go over at all. We didn't think anybody would like it." And I said, "Man, I like that some of that better than any of it."
Yeah.
But. Of course, they had different ones. Some of them played drums and violin, but guitars were the most popular.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Banjos and guitars,
yeah.
And then the singers.
Yeah. Yeah. They actually had a band.
Yeah, they had it was more of an orchestra than a band, I guess you would say.
Yeah. What?
A band has to have a lot of wind instruments, and they didn't have that.
Yeah. Did David ever play piano out there? He played piano at the Magic Castle.
That's something I cannot remember.
Yeah.
I do not remember. See, I didn't. Now, some of those guys would play the piano in the Gallico Saloon.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put on a show in the Gallico Saloon, and then you had what are the dancers?
Can-can girl.
The can-can gal. They'd dance on the bar. And they put those shows.
On the bar. Did you see that, honey?
Oh, I saw that many a time.
And one of them gals shot me with that little old Derringer pistol and a piece of plumb across the room and a piece of black powder went into my cheek right there. I still remember that.
Woo.
And it stuck, too.
Were you dressed as an Indian?
Yeah.
You were, huh?
Yeah, I was pretty near. I was more than half shot.
Oh, man. But when the Beemans left, you say one of them became a teacher, taught school.
Yeah, him and his wife both.
Now, this is Billy?
Billy.
Mm-hmm.
I think both of them taught school for a while. And they got more or less. They just had to have more money, and not never paid the highest wages.
Oh no! Well, any show people.
Well, show people.
Unless you get big time.
Yeah, you got to get. In fact, a lot of people that are trying to get in Hollywood would never mention. They said, "Don't never mention that you work at Knott's Berry Farm."
Why?
Well, that's the low dogs. That's the wrong side of the street to come from.
Now, I don't know about the wagon masters, but I know some of those people work for tips. I mean, you for a while worked nothing but for tips. Now, I don't know if any of the other people did or not. Did some of them?
Well, Red Feather worked for tips. No, he was paid a salary. The ones at the Indian Village did work for tips. But the others had a small salary, and it was pretty darn small. So you pretty near had to moonlight or sell stuff or do something.
Well, now the wagon masters not only played there, they must have played other places
they
too.
They did. They played at other places.
Yeah.
And they finally... Now Diamond Leal Mr. Knott says, "I finally found a woman that's big enough and fat enough and loud enough to play the part of Diamond Leal," and he hired her, and she went with that name, and then that group and one or two of these other players, now I don't remember whether they were wagon masters or not, but another couple or three of the musicians were hired up in
Las Vegas,
Nevada. Mm-hmm. And they were up there a year, and Diamond Lil got sued for using that name.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, because the real Diamond Lil had the name.
Well, the old movie Diamond Lil had patented that name, so it went to court, and our Diamond Lil lost the case.
Oh, was she sued?
Yes, she was sued. I don't know how much. They sued to stop
her. Well, Diamond Lil was just a character in the movie then. Now, see, Mae West was, she wasn't no Diamond Lil, but that's the person you think about when you talk about Diamond Lil.
Well, now, in the United States, you're allowed, with the permission, I think it is, of the descendants to take up any of those names and use it and perform under that name. Mm-hmm. Now, Calamity Jane did that. She went to the descendants of the old Calamity Jane, and she asked them if she could patent that name and work
at the farm.
Under that name, mm-hmm. And they gave her permission, and so she patented it. So she did that, and then when Knott's fired her, she says they'll never have another Calamity Jane because I own the patent, and if anybody does try it, then I'll sue.